Lag out. And we're back here at UIC Pavilion as we got a halftime of UIC Flames 24 and the Valparaiso Crusaders 31. You got your man Ben Blaze Fonseca here with my man Sean Garrett. And what's up, Sean?
What's going on, man?
That was a rough half. We see a couple things going on here. What'd you see? What are some things that stood out to you in this first half?
Turnovers, ball security, and then without getting bored, out rebound.
Yeah, they did get out rebound because the points in the paint weren't where they normally are at for the UIC Flames, which is something that, you know, they've been dominating the points in the paint for the past, even in some of their losses, they've been dominating. If we go over the first half stats here, the thing that stands out to me, and this is the big one, is second chance points are just killing them, and offensive rebounds.
Yeah, Valparaiso is leading it right now, 22-12 in points in the paint. Just to go back off what you said, second chance point, Valparaiso is leading it, 12-0 in second chance points, and they also, but UIC is winning in fast break points. So what would you do as far as second half?
You got to get the big man going. You got to feed the big man. That's Ty Odiasi. You got to feed the big man. You got to start getting him going and start getting him some touches down low and work inside out, you know. Start from the inside and work outside and start getting some touches right there because you need that big man down low. He has gotten a couple touches down there, and I know there's some big men on the other side, on the other team, but you got to get him going. You got to get Clint Robinson going. Clint Robinson, I believe, has been held scoreless in this game, and he hasn't had a point at all. So you got to get the two big guys going down inside, and then that'll start opening up the outside as you got your point guard that's leading the scoring, Bowen, and it should be your big man down low that's leading the scoring.
Taj WRC is leading, currently shooting 3-for-7 right now, and Bowen is shooting 3-for-6 as well. But who, for Valparaiso, who is your leading scorer?
And for Valparaiso, I mean, you got Mr. Smits, who's leading the first half, and then you got Al Peters coming in right after him. And that's another thing that they've been seeing that has been going on is Al Peters has been down low, and he's been a presence. So you want to see that on the flip side with Ty Odiasi being a presence on the flip side.
So, okay, going to our second half, what is your keys for a UIC win?
UIC's got to go inside. They got to get the big man going, and they got to start rebounding the ball. You know, you can't have, what is it, right now you got second chance opportunities. They're getting blown out. They have no second chance opportunities. I mean, basically the score in the second chance opportunities is 12 to basically nothing. So 12 to nothing. So right there, you definitely want them to be able to start getting the cut down. One shot and done. Right now, they have basically, if you look at what's going on, 10 offensive rebounds to 1 offensive rebounds to the UIC Flames. The Flames got to cut that out. The Flames got to come out here, rebound the basketball, get the one shot and done, because really, if you look at the field goal percentage for the Valparaiso, they're shooting at 41%, which isn't great. But if you crash the boards and get that one, that rebound, get them one and done, that gives you a chance to push them out and put them out on the break and get the horses going, and then you get your point guard going. Once you get your point guard going and get your horses, like, you know what I'm saying, your Bowens, your Oddies, your Colawalis, KJ Santos, you get those guys on the break, next thing you know, the offense starts clicking. The offense starts becoming a little bit better, and it starts going a little bit faster. So, I mean, for the most part, that's where the keys to the game. Get the guys off the rebound, box out defensively, get the one shot and done, and start pushing the ball. Get the ball on the move.
And what do you want to do? What score will it be for Valparaiso to hold on to the win?
Well, Valpo and continue to do what they're doing. They're doing everything kind of right. They're ending up, you know, crashing the board. Now, they have to improve on their field goal percentage, but when you out-rebound or offense get offensive rebounds, you really don't have to worry about your field goal percentage. Am I correct? I mean, if you're in there and you go in there to get the offensive rebound, you can shoot 0 for 30, but if you get the offensive rebound, that's 30 putbacks right there. So that's something that Valpo might, you know, they're going to have to work on. But as far as UIC, UIC has to box out. They have to box out, get the ball into Ty Odiasi, let the big man go to work on the in the half-court offense, box out on the defensive side, get the guards going as you start to push it, get that outlet pass on the side and start going, you know, get the ball to the middle and start pushing the ball and get some easy baskets. Stop making everything so difficult, because the more easy baskets you get, the more confidence your team will have and more confidence you'll see and more confidence will start building in the aura, the atmosphere of the team will start to get bigger and better.
Both teams are shooting 50%. Valparaiso shooting 2-for-4 from the free throw line, and UIC are shooting 2-for-4 from the free throw line.
Yeah, and I mean, right now, if you look at the three-point field goals, you got 1-for-8 that Valpo has, and then 2-for-9. So really, there's not really a standout right there. You know, free throws are at 50%, something that you want to see improved on. Also the turnovers, 9-for-8. Points off turnover, there is a difference right there too. You got 11-for-5, which, you know, it's not a big difference, but if you look at the lead, they're down by 7 points. So if you look at the lead, you're looking at 24, you know, 7 points right there. That's 6 of them right there. And if you get a couple of rebounds, you got a tie ball game here. So, I mean, They're gonna have to impose their will, start collecting these rebounds, start boxing out, playing basketball 1-on-1. Once you start boxing out, once you get these guys off the boards, and next thing you know, you can start pushing up the tempo, and you can start controlling the tempo. The key to controlling basketball tempo is always to control the glass. Once you get control of the glass, you control the tempo. And that's what Valpo's done. They control the glass, so they control the tempo. And with that being said, UIC has to do a better job of boxing them out, get them off the boards, one and done, and start getting a push out. That's the bottom line. Control the tempo. Get the offensive rebounds, get your defensive rebounds, and control your own pace, control your own tempo.
So your final thoughts before we get into our second half?
The second half is going to be very interesting. Like I said before, they're going to have to control the rebounds and control the tempo. And once you control the rebounds, you're going to control the tempo, and you're going to start pushing it out. I mean, the points in the paint, you got to start improving on that. You want to get your boy Odiasi. You want to get Robinson involved. Start getting those guys involved in the post and start using some post-up moves for them and making sure that, you know, you get them enough touches. Also, you got to start controlling the defensive rebounds so you can push the ball out and start getting easier baskets for your guards, basically. That's what it does when you control the rebounds. You start getting easier shots for your guards, and you start able to push it out and, you know, control the pace. And that's what you want. You want to control the pace. You want to control what you do out here. And UIC is going to have to do that, or it's going to be a long day. And they're, honestly, if you really look at Valpo, if they weren't shooting so horribly in the first 10 minutes, they would be up by at least another 10 points, because their shooting percentage was at a dismal like 25% to 30% at the beginning in the first 10 minutes. So with that being said, they're going to have to come out. They're going to have to work on their field goal percentage, control the rebounds, and control the pace.
So I feel that I agree with you on that, and I think that UIC's got to secure the ball in the second half, and they're going to got to play a little bit better and get on the boards at least. But with that being said, we're going to jump back into the second half action in a little bit. Right here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
UIC Flames 24 and the Valparaiso Crusaders 31. And we'll be right back.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Welcome back to the UIC Pavilion. Jamie Newell along with Steve Ryan. The final seconds ticking off until we start the second half of Valparaiso and UIC. Right now, Valpo with a 31-24 lead. And Steve, you look at the numbers, 10 offensive rebounds for the Valparaiso Crusaders, just one for UIC. There's your difference right there.
Yep. I mean, that's the only thing I wanted to see from that paper. What was the offensive rebounding in comparison? I'm not so worried about UIC's offensive rebounding. I'm just really worried about their defensive rebounding because they've let up 10 offensive rebounds, which is just they're down by seven. I don't know how it's not more, honestly.
And it'll be Valparaiso to inbound the basketball to start this second half. Peters, Williams, Walker, Smits, and Hammock, the five on the floor for the Crusaders. Now they get it inside to Hammock. Hammock guarded by KJ Santos. Now to Bradford, or rather Walker. Now Hammock has a left wing inside to Smits. Smits with 9 points in that first half, and first shot misses, and it's rebounded by Ty Odiasi. Now up ahead to Bowen. They try to get it to Robinson. Robinson goes the other side, can't put it in. Now a whistle and a foul is going to. Looks like a foul is going to go against Valparaiso. That's going to go against Alec Peters. That is his second. That's going to send Ty Odiasi to the free throw line.
Hey, they got on the offensive boards there and the defensive boards.
Yeah.
Good start.
Odiasi's first free throw. Swish.
Good start for UIC here. Fighting for them offensive boards.
31-25 is our score. Just underway. Second half here on Chicagolandsports.com. And rattles in the second one, does Odiasi. He now has 8 points. Valparaiso with the basketball. Alexis Williams with it. And a whistle. Foul is going to go against UIC. Tarkus Ferguson with the foul. Peters to inbound the basketball. Peters the primary inbounder, it looks like, for Valpo. Now Lexus Williams with the basketball. Now to Peters, right side. He'll take a three. Hits the side of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Bowen. Up ahead to Ferguson. Ferguson back to Bowen. Bowen, they get it inside. To Odiasi, back out. Now they swing it around to K.J. Santos. Now they try to get it inside to Robinson.
Kickball violation right there? Yep.
Yeah, so UIC to inbound under their own basketball. Our own basket, rather. Ferguson to inbound. Now gets it to Robinson. Back out top of the key. Odiasi has it. As Valparaiso will set up the defense. They get it inside to Robinson. Or rather, Odiasi back out to Bowen. Now to Santos. He'll try to take it on the drive against the zone. Now here's a pull-up by Robinson at the 30-second clock. And Robinson gets the offensive rebound, puts it up, misses. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Valparaiso. It's going to go against Derek Smith.
UIC crashing hard on the offensive rebounds today, in the second half at the least.
That is going to send Clint Robinson, the 6'8", 235-pound junior, to the free throw line for the Flames. 18:38 left to go. UIC trailing by five. Robinson makes the first free throw. Makes the lead now 4, 31-27. Second free throw. Hits the back of the rim and falls out. Hammack with the rebound, gets it to Williams. Williams across the timeline. Williams goes left, tried the alley-oop to Hammack, but Santos is there.
Good hand by Santos.
Yeah. So now Valparaiso with the ball underneath their own basket. Hammack to inbound. Hammack to Smits. Hammack takes it on the drive. Finger shot, no good. Smits, second rebound, doesn't get it, but he does on third time's a charm, I guess, Steve. Is Smits now in double figures with 11 points.
Oh.
Now here's UIC with the basketball. Santos has it, drives, kicks it back out to Bowen. Bowen, left side.
Gotta be ready. They're giving him, they're spacing off of him. They gotta be ready to shoot.
Santos, basketball, right side. Now tries to get inside. Now they kick it out. Ferguson. Ferguson drives back out. Santos for three. Rattles out. Missed. A whistle and a foul is going to be called against UIC.
No. I think it's against Valpo.
Oh, it's going to go against Alec Peters.
Number three. Quick three. Two quick fouls are in the second half for Alex Peters.
Yeah,
he is struggling by his standards.
Yeah, and the Valpo fans behind us not happy. Ferguson, or rather Bowen with the basketball. Right side Ferguson. They get it inside to Odiasi. Odiasi takes it. He'll spin. Baseline shot. Misses. Rebounded by Bowen. Kicks it out to Ferguson. Left side to Santos. Now they work it around. Here's a three in the corner. Swished by Godwin Bowen.
Feed the little man. He just got that offensive board for you.
33-30. Three-point Valpo lead. 17-17 left to go. Hammack with the basketball. Now to Peters. Peters fumbles it, but gets it back. Now he'll go between the circles. Now left side to Walker. Now inside to Smits. A foul on the floor against Odiasi.
Just couldn't beat him to the spot.
That's going to send Alec Peters to the free throw, or rather an inbound ball, rather. Saw Peters stand at the free throw line, but Walker inbounds it to Hammack. Back to Walker. Walker takes it on the drive, off the glass. It hits. And an and one for Valpo. Count the basket. Foul is against Godwin Bowen, his second foul. And that's going to send Devon Walker to the free throw line. Walker and Joseph both went to Vanier College in Montreal, Quebec. You know what their team name is, Steve?
No idea.
The Cheetahs, as Walker makes the free throw.
Interesting.
Yeah. So free throw good by Walker. Makes it 36-30. Favor of Valpo. 16:49 left to go in the ball game. Ferguson with the basketball to Bowen. Bowen top of the key back to Ferguson. They play catch on the perimeter against this one. Now a 1-3-1. zone by Valpo. Whistle foul is going to be called against Derek Smith.
That foul is number 21, Derek Smith.
They didn't stretch this 2-3 zone out. I mean, yeah. Valpo's just sitting in it, just waiting for something to happen. There's just complacency along, you know, UIC and their offense, but, I mean, they got to figure a way to stretch it out.
Bowen with the basketball, left side to Ferguson. Ferguson holding high, takes it on the drive, lays it off to Robinson. He, off the front of the rim, misses, and with the rebound is Smiths, or rather Peters with the rebound to Williams. Williams will pull up from 15, off the heel of the rim, no good, and rebounded by K.J. Santos. Up ahead to Bowen, here comes UIC into the front court. Right side Santos swinging around, three. On the way is an air ball, and Valpo comes away with the rebound. Now Valpo will slow it down with Tavon Walker. Now Peters, top of the key. Peters takes it on the drive, and a whistle on the way to the basket is going to go against Ty Odiasi. And we're going to have our first timeout of the second half. It comes with 15:57 left to go. Our score, Valpo 36, UIC 30. You're listening to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media.
Welcome back to UIC Pavilion. Jamie Noah along with Steve Ryan. We are in the second half between the UIC Flames and the Valparaiso Crusaders. And Valpo now with a 36-30 lead. And Steve, for the first couple of minutes of the second half, it looked like UIC was crashing the boards a little more, but, you know, Valparaiso just slowly but surely extending that lead.
Yeah, I mean, UIC has to walk a fine line the second half. I mean, they can't, the aggressiveness is great for them, but, I mean, again, all this effort they've given, and they've done really well getting on the offensive boards, putting it away back, but, again, they're still down six. They started right where they left off at halftime, so they need to find a way to break through that barrier and get multiple stops in succession and chip away at this lead.
And also, Alec Peters struggling for Valparaiso, which was something we didn't think we'd see going into the game. So, you know, credit UIC for the defense so far.
UIC has done an outstanding job on Alec Peters, and if they told the coach again, you know, he would be shooting 3 of 9. He would have scoffed at that more than likely. I mean, the man's averaging 26-10 so far this season. So, again, UIC is doing an outstanding job, but the other players of Valpo are beating them. So they need to, you know, start helping out on those a little bit. And, again, if Alec Peters gets going, then you could be in for a long second half.
Jay Soroya in the game for Valpo, replacing Derek Smiths. As we are back underway, Soroya gets the basketball, gets it to Walker. He goes on the drive, kicks it out. Max Joseph, who's in the game, shot misses. Odiasi goes high for the rebound, passes it to Bowen. Bowen left side to Santos, back to Bowen between the circles. Bowen with the dribble. Now he'll kick it right to Geis. Travis Geis in the game now in the corner. Santos, three, rims out, rebounded by Peters. Gets it to Joseph. Joseph right side. Now to Peters in the corner. Peters takes a couple of dribbles. Now back out top of the key to number one, Micah Bradford, who's in the game. Bradford pulls up. Free throw line extended. Nothing but net. Crusaders with their biggest lead, 38-30. 15-11 left to go in the ball game. It's Bowen with the basketball between the dribbles. 2-3 zone by Valparaiso. Geis with it now underneath. Great pass to Odiasi and the jam.
Valpo was so used to guys swinging that to the corner that they just fell asleep, and Odiasi right through the right down the middle and found him for an easy slam.
That's about the second or third dunk that Odiasi has had this afternoon. Here's Joseph spinning the lane, gets it to number 14, Soroya. His shot misses. Rebounded by Bowen. Bowen quickly into the front court. Around a guy screen. Now he's looking in the corner. Here's a three on the way. It hits nothing but net. Tarkus Ferguson, 4-3, 38-35 Valpo.
Found him in the corner. Good, beautiful vision by Bowen there.
Micah Bradford out of Bradley, Illinois with the basketball for Valpo. Now here's a steal. Ferguson got the steal. He'll take it in off the glass. Hits it. 38-37. Here come the Flames, and Matt Lodick has seen enough. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. Great job by UIC to force the issue, Steve. Get a couple of turnovers. They hit Ferguson on the three, and then the layup.
Yep. I mean, the three-point shot's so valuable in basketball now.
Right.
Pretty much anyone can do it. You see big people shooting the three all the time. So, again, hitting the occasional three-pointer is very valuable in your run. And just like that, it was 38-30 as a matter of maybe 2 minutes ago.
Right.
And now it's a one-point ball game.
Yeah.
UIC broke through, as I said, they needed to. They got successions and stops. And so now they need to keep going. I mean, there's 14:04 left in this game. Got a long game ahead. You got to hunker in defensively. You know, keep doing what you're doing on Alec Peters. You're doing an outstanding job. But the rest of the supporting cast for Valparaiso is doing an outstanding job of picking up for him. Hitting mid-rangers and threes and all that stuff.
Right. In fact, along with Alex Peters, Shane Hammock in double figures of 15.9 points per game. And Tavon Walker also in double figures, 11.0 points per game. But right now it's Derek Smith, number 21, who was the leading scorer for Valparaiso, the 7'2 redshirt freshman out of Zionsville, Indiana.
Yeah, he's doing real big damage down there. And their second leading scorer, Hammock, is only shooting 1-5 today.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job.
Right, and had the technical, too, earlier in the ball game.
Yeah, you got to be careful about those technicals. I mean, momentum's such a fine, you know, I don't know what the word I'm looking for here. It's so delicate.
Right.
You don't know how long you're going to have it for. It could be taken away from you in a matter of moments. So, I mean, again, just showing your frustration there. I understand that, but leave that up to the coach. If the coach gets a technical for you guys, then that's different. He's trying to stand up for you guys, but let him do it. That's his job.
Matt Lodick, as we mentioned, from New Trier, played basketball there, was the Tribune Athlete of the Year in 2000, went to Stanford, was part of a couple of Pac-12, or rather, I think back then it was the Pac-10. Part of a couple of Pac-10 championships as well, and was an assistant at Valparaiso last year when Bryce Drew left to take over the Vanderbilt program. And it doesn't seem like they've really missed a beat. Everybody thought with a new coach coming in that, you know, maybe Valpo would struggle, but yeah, they're struggling here, but they're 10-3 so far.
Yeah, no shine, you know, smooth transition from coach to coach. As long as these players are buying into what the coach is giving out, then they should be successful. Valpo has run such a solid program this past decade. You know, a few trips to the NCAA tournament, even a few upsets.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to think of Valparaiso as a threat when you're filling out your brackets.
Right. And they're on that level with Butler as far as mid-major programs that will do damage in the NCAA tournament.
Especially with a scorer such as Alec.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you need. They need someone that can be a consistent threat and can get them buckets in tough stretches.
Peters, Williams, Soroya, Joseph, and Bradford, the five on the floor for Valpo. Santos, Ati, Geis, also Ferguson, and Odiasi, the five on the floor for the UIC Flames. Here's Joseph with the basketball, swinging it right back out now to Walker. Trying to get inside Walker with three on the shot clock. Walker launches it from three and hits. Makes it 41-37. Big basket that time for Valparaiso.
Stepped in and took that shot with confidence.
Adi with the basketball. Still that zone, 2-3 zone by Valparaiso. Around a screen by Odiasi. Kicks it out. Now they get it out. Geis had a hand in his face. Now Ferguson right side. Thought about a three. Now they swing it to Santos. Santos will back it out. Around a great screen by Odiasi. Now they get a top of the key to Adi. Adi, floater at the buzzer of the shot clock, misses. Valpo comes down with it. They get it out. Here's Peters for three. Rims out, but Soroya with the three. Now they work it back around. Another three on the way. Splash, Tavon Walker.
Offensive rebounding. It's going to be, it's killer.
So we go from a one point Valpo lead now to a 7 point Valpo lead. 12:33 left to go. Geis with the basketball. Right side to Adi. Adi standing dribble. Now he'll take it in the lane, kick it out for a three by Ferguson. Hits it.
Big answer from Ferguson. They needed that.
44-40 our score. 12:15 left to go in the ball game. Valparaiso 10-3, UIC 7-6. It's the Horizon League opener for both squads. Soroya with the basketball, top of the key. Now he'll top of the key to Joseph. Now here's Peters, guarded by Santos. Takes a baseline. I don't know if that was a shot or a pass, but it missed, and Ferguson into the front court. Now up ahead, Santos takes it strong, tried to dunk it, but it was blocked by Soroya. Soroya up ahead to Walker. Walker off the glass, hits. 46-40 is our score.
Block to a finish.
Yeah, 11:34 left to go. Looks like Valpo's changing up the defense a little bit more of a, well, they're still in that 2-3. Now Geis with it, left side. Now they try to get it inside to Odiasi, but he's fouled by Soroya. And a timeout on the floor. 11:21 left to go. Our score, Valparaiso 40, UIC 40, rather 46 for Valpo, 40 for UIC. Full timeout. Back after this. You're listening to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on sportstownchicago.com. If you stream
it, they will go. Welcome back to UIC Pavilion. Jamie Newell along with Steve Ryan. It's 11:21 left to go here on UIC basketball. Valpo with a 46-30 lead. And what, you know, I was looking at the board to our left, and the first thing that struck out to me, Steve, is Tavon Walker has 19 points. That's a pretty quiet 19 points.
Yeah, very quiet. UIC is probably paying a lot of attention to Alec Peters.
Right.
Understandably so. But in Alec Peters' place, Tavon Walker just stepped in and was composed. I mean, he hit that big three right there as the shot clock was expiring. He took that shot with complete confidence. And then on the other end where there was the turnover, or the block, they met KJ Santos at the rim. Pushed it to Tavon Walker, and he smoothly finished that reverse layup. It was a pretty sequence of basketball, if I don't say so.
Yeah, and Ty Odiasi leading the Flames with 10 points as the teams get their final instructions from their coaches. Steve McClain for UIC, the former Indiana assistant, was an assistant when Victor Oladipo played at Indiana along with Colby Zeller, both those players in the NBA. And then Matt Lodick, as we mentioned, from New Trier, played his basketball at Stanford. So, and Lodick, a real young coach.
Valpo's in good hands with him.
Yeah.
I mean, first season, they're 10-3, which is outstanding. Usually in a first year of a coach, you know, your program might take a step back, but their program hasn't missed a beat whatsoever. So, I mean, it's exciting to see what they can do in the The Horizon League?
Yeah, Horizon League.
There you go.
Yeah, the associate head coach for Valpo is Luke Gore. Assistant coaches David Raglin and Jack Emanuel. The assistants for UIC, Ron Coleman, Brendan Mullins, and Seth Cooper. 11:21 left to go. UIC to inbound. Geist with it. Now right side to Bowen. Bowen around a Geist screen. Now they get it to Whitaker, who's into the game for the first time. Here's Bowen on the drive. High off the glass and in.
What a crafty little take.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't think Bowen's been to the bench the entire game. 46-42 is our score. Here's Hammock back in the game.
Ooh.
Oh, tried to pass to Soroya, but it's stolen by Whitaker. Up ahead to Bowen, but it's stolen again by Peters. Peters across the timeline for Valpo.
Bowen on Peters.
Be an interesting matchup.
You know, apply some pressure up top.
Now he'll hand it to Max Joseph. Now Joseph will, and now Ferguson with Peters as Bowen goes down with Joseph. Now here's Hammock, a long three off the heel of the rim, but there's the rebounding by Peters, and it gets tipped, but Valpo gets it back. Now they go inside to Soroya. Soroya is going to be called for traveling.
Yeah, good pressure by UIC.
Derek Smits is going to get up and report into the game in place of Soroya. Soroya, in fact, spent 6 years in the FC Barcelona program.
So he has some professional experience, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, when he was a Ute.
When he a youth
yeah,
professional
yeah,
experience.
When he was a Ute. So, yeah, they produce, you know, that guy Messi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear he's pretty good.
Yeah, solid.
UIC with the basketball, 46-42. Whitaker with the basketball, now to Ferguson. Ferguson top of the key. Against Peters. Looks to take Peterson inside, but gets it out for a three on the way by Whitaker is no good. Rebounded by Max Joseph. Joseph gets it to Lexus Williams. Williams right side. Now around a screen by Peters. Now they get in the corner to Hammock. Hammock holding high. Gets it to Smits. Smits guarded by Geis. Now to Lexus Williams. He'll take it on the drive. And it misses, and a blocking foul is going to be called. Steve, I think that's the first blocking call of the game. It's going to go against Bowen.
Yep, he was in the restricted area, so good call by the good call by ref there.
We have 9:32 left to go. It's a 4-point Valparaiso lead, and Lexus Williams, number 15 from Chicago Marist. He's a redshirt junior, 6 foot, 165 pounds. Free throw rattles out.
Leaving points at the stripe, I'm telling you, it's not good.
Odiasi back into the ballgame for Whitaker.
Each team's missed three free throws so far, but there hasn't been many taken.
Yeah, Whitaker from Bartlett, Odiasi from Homewood Flossmoor. Second free throw by Williams, hits, makes it now a 5-point Valpo lead, 47-42. UIC with the basket, Adi with it. Valpo staying in that zone. Now he'll take it to the left side. Picked up by Hammock. Now to Ferguson. Back to Adi. He'll take it on the drive. Reverse layup is not good. But Ferguson with the offensive rebound. Or rather, Bowen. Ferguson for three. Rims
Bowen's
out.
All over the place.
Yeah. Now here's Valparaiso in transition. Williams decides to bring it back out. And Williams has the left side around a screen by Smits. Thinks about pulling up, but gets it inside to Derek. Now underneath, the pass is tipped
good
out, length. But Hammock comes back with it with 11 on the shot clock. And here's a shot on the way by Joseph, misses, and rebounded by Ferguson. UIC into the front court. Ferguson takes it up and lays it in.
Good
over Derek
take.
Smits, yeah. 47-44, Valpo, 3-point lead. 8:25 left to go in the ballgame. Glad to have you along. Stay tuned. We're going to have a good one here as Hammock with the basketball and a foul away from the basketball. Looks like it's going to go against, that foul is against 15, Godwin Bowen.
He is all over the place. Godwin Bowen has 6 rebounds.
Wow. You're right. As coming out of the game is
that was his fourth foul.
Bowen's?
Yeah. He has been, he's played 26 minutes so far. Odiasi leads the team with 29, so.
And that's going to bring Dominic Matthews into the game for Bowen. Here's an inbound pass right to Hammock. He lays it up and hits 49-44. Ferguson with the basketball, right side into the front court for UIC. Running the point against the 2-3 zone of Valparaiso. Here's Ferguson, tried to get it underneath to Odiasi, but it's tipped and stripped, and coming up with the steal is Valparaiso and Lexus Williams. Into the front court, got it by Ati. Now they bounce pass it to Hammock, looking inside to Peters. He goes up and is fouled. You got either Odiasi or Ferguson on the foul. It's going to go against Ferguson. A timeout on the floor with 7:42 left to go. Our score, Valparaiso 49, UIC 44. Stay tuned. We're back. You're listening to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago.
Welcome back to the UIC Pavilion. Jamie Newell along with Steve Ryan. 7:42 left to go in the ballgame. Valpo currently with a 49-44 lead. And Valparaiso comes into the game with a 10-3 record. And you look at their losses, Santa Clara in overtime, Kentucky and Oregon wins over BYU and Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a very good season so far. A loss to Kentucky is understandable. The talent that Kentucky gets every year is insane. So I can completely understand how they lost to Kentucky.
And Oregon.
Oregon just beat number two in the country.
Right, and Oregon was ranked fourth the time that they beat Valparaiso.
So Valpo's played very good competition. I mean, you can't hold those losses. In my opinion, you can't hold losses against a team like Valpo, against a top five, top ten team in the country.
No.
That's just not right. They're not built to compete with them. But, I mean, they've had good wins over, you know, NCAA tournament-bound teams, potentially.
Right. Yeah, and BYU, a team that gave Illinois all they could handle, as Peters makes the first free throw. But then, you know, a lot of teams have handled Illinois this year.
Yeah, I mean, going through a struggling phase right now.
Peters' second free throw on the way, hits. Yeah, let's hope he's not warming up as Valpo leads UIC 51-44.
That's what Ray Allen did when he couldn't find a stroke. Get to the line. He needs to see it fall through the net.
Here's Ferguson in the lane. Finger roll in. 51-46 our score.
Good patience by Ferguson.
Williams into the front court, right side. You know, it's really weird how Valpo, they have the coach calls a play and then an assistant stands up with a whiteboard. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Hammock with the basketball, now to Walker.
Yeah, you
back
don't
to Hammock.
Don't want to give the other team any.
Right. Now here's Peters with five on the shot clock. His shot is blocked. And with it is Matthews. Dominic Matthews now to Ferguson. Ferguson to Matthews. Stops, guarded by Hammock. Back out to Ferguson. UIC working the left side. Now they come towards the middle at half court. Ferguson with 14 on the shot clock. Takes it, kicks it out to Matthews. Now back Ferguson for three, no good. Hammock with the rebound. And now here's a shot, goes out of bounds.
Got his hand in there.
And he got his hand in there, so it'll be Valpo basketball, but Derek Smits is claiming that he was fouled.
Oh, that was Baldwin. That was Alec.
Oh, Peters?
Yeah, okay. Peters just drove to the rack.
Hammock to inbound the basketball, 25 left on the shot clock, 6.5 left in the game. K.J. Santos back into the game for Geist. So Peters to inbound. He inbounds to Hammock. Now left side Peters for three. It's good.
Uh-oh.
Yep. 54-46 Valpo. Peters now with 12 points.
UIC needs a bucket big time right here in this situation.
Here's Adi with the basketball. Turns in the lane. Spins. Swish.
Beautiful move.
54-48 coming up to 6 minutes left to go in the game. Walking it up is Lexus Williams. And, Steve, you can really see the difference in tempo. Valpo walking it up. UIC quick into the front court.
Yep. They're trying to, you know, keep the pace in their favor. They're trying to take as much time as possible. And a six-point lead. I mean, this is not, you know, insurmountable by any means. They can totally get them here. But can they get more stops in a row? That's the question here.
Soroya back into the game for Valpo, replacing Derek Smits. 5:56 left to go, 54-48, six-point Valpo lead. Soroya gets the basketball, holding high, top of the key, hands it to Hammock. Hammock now inside to Soroya. Soroya against Odiasi, turnaround shot in the lane. Nothing but net, 56-48, Valpo.
There's no guard in that shot.
No. Adi tried to drive, had it go off his leg and out of bounds.
We're at that pinnacle moment here. I mean, Valpo's up eight. Can UIC fight back and get back in this ballgame?
Walker, 19 points. Peters with 12 points. Odiasi with 10 points. And into the ballgame, back in the ballgame with four fouls. Bowen has 11. Now they work it right side to Peters. Back out top of the key to Soroya. Soroya Hammock, now top of the key to Williams. Williams tried to
Bowen
skip pass.
All over the place.
Yeah, inside to Soroya, kicks it out to, as there's seven on the shot clock, Walker gets it to Peters. Don't know if he'll have time. Throws it up, off the front, no. But rebounded by Adi. The Crusaders say that there's a foul when he spun, but he gets it all the way down to the lane. A whistle is going to be called and a foul.
I wonder if they're complaining about a foul or a potential travel, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe cupped the ball. I mean, again, we couldn't see. The Valpo bench is right in front of us, and they are up in arms at that sequence.
Fouls against Lexus Williams. That is his second. As UIC inbound the basketball, Bowen with it. Left side. Chest pass to Ati. Now he hands it to Bowen. Bowen now right side to Ferguson. Ferguson drives, has a shot blocked by Soroya. Hammock comes down with the rebound. Hammock, chest pass up ahead to Peters. Peters against Santos, fakes one way, goes the other, misses the shot. Odiasi there for the rebound. And now with it is Bowen takes it to the lane and no good. Santos with a great follow-up dunk. A foul is going to be called against Juwan Walker, his third.
I say give the ball to Bowen in this situation. I mean, he seems to be the most productive player so far today in the sense of creating for his team.
Right.
He's out there rebounding. He's doing all the work.
Flames with three players in double figures. Ferguson 13, Bowen 11, Odiasi 10. And free throw made by Bowen. That gives him now 11, or rather 12. Second free throw is nothing but net. 56-50, now back down to a six-point Valparaiso lead. 4:20 left to go in the ball game. Williams into the front court. Lexus Williams guarded by Adi. Now left side to Soroya. Soroya holding high. Now he'll hand it to Alex Peters. Fakes a three. Now he'll drive. Put the shot. Oh, what a block by Odiasi, but a foul was called. And the foul is going to be against... That's going to go against number...
Two, Santos.
Santos really having a tough time guarding Alec Peters.
Peters isn't an easy cover.
No.
I mean,
and he's all over the court, too.
Exactly. Just because he's shooting poorly doesn't mean he hasn't impacted the rebounding. He has three assists. He's only turned the ball over once in 34 minutes of play. I mean, he's still having a solid game. It's just not, you know, up to his standards.
And he made the first free throw. Second free throw also in.
Well, that's what you get when you shoot 93% from the
yeah.
line. usually yeah. two.
He actually, in the game against Chicago State, missed two, and that's something that rarely happens. So
he won't miss two for a while.
No. Here's Santos with the basketball. Put it up over Sorolla. It's good. KJ Santos, call the foul on 14. It's going to go against Jay Sorolla. Timeout on the floor. 3:50 left to go. It's Valpo 58, UIC 52. Back after this, you're listening to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
Not many people can say that they love their career, but I certainly do. I like helping the next generation of broadcasters discover their passion. How do you discover yours? Learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play and shoot and edit video. Get hands-on training on air and behind the scenes. You'll have a chance to get internships at radio or TV stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your career in 1 year. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So why waste another minute in a career that you don't love? Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. Go to the website right now. beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, es divertido y con...
Welcome back to UIC Pavilion. Jamie Newell along with Steve Ryan. 3:50 left to go. Valpo leads 58-52. And Steve, one stat we've been tracking here in the second half is points in the paint.
Yeah, it's a really close battle. But Valpo has a slight edge and 6-3. And, I mean, again, you could... Whenever they get a second chance, it's usually it's right there for them in the taking. So,
yeah.
They're only up six. This is totally attainable. But, again, UIC is making the same amount of stakes as Valpo, and Valpo's a good enough team that they can overcome theirs.
Right. And a very young team. I think the fourth youngest in the nation is the UIC Flames.
Yep. Learning, it's all learning, and there's nothing wrong with that. They've already won two more games than they have all of last year.
Right.
With 2 months left to go in the season. And you never know. It takes four magical days in early March, and you're in the dance.
Right.
I mean, you never know in basketball. You can just get hot before you know it, and you're playing for in the NCAA tournament. So here we go with KJ Santos at the line.
KJ Santos looking for the and one. Shot is in. 58-54.
They keep hanging around. Can they fight through it and break through that wall?
58-53 is our score. And it's with the basketball is Alec Peters, now to Walker. Walker takes it on the drive. Layup is blocked by Odiasi. A foul against UIC, against KJ Santos. Well, that's going to be the fourth for Santos. He has 6 points. That's going to send DeJean Walker to the free throw line. Free throw is up. It
and good.
Rims in.
The train basket for Valpo.
Yeah. Max Joseph into the game for Alexis Williams. And Walker, the leading scorer for Valpo with 20 points. Walker out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Second one is in. Extends the lead now to 7. Ferguson walking it up for UIC, 3:30 left to go in the ball game. Calls out the play, now left side to Bowen. Bowen back to Ferguson. Ferguson on the right side. Overhead pass to Adi, he'll take it on the drive. Bump by Smith, but they're gonna say that Adi stepped on the line.
Critical, critical turnover.
Yeah, much the chagrin of Steve McLean. I tell you what, one thing about these two coaches, they're intense. maybe McLean a little more than Lodick, but I think with Lodick as first head coaching job, I think that's going to come.
Yeah. He's shown his passion today so far. I mean, he's there for his team. He wants to know that he's on their side.
Here's Smits with the basketball holding high. Overhead pass to Hammack. Back out to Peters. Thought about a shot. Now back to Hammack. Around a screen by Peters. Hammack on the right side. He'll drive. Try to kick it out to Walker. Walker now to Smits. Underneath to Peters. Peters rolls to the basket and lays it in. 62-53. 2:43 left to go. 9-point Crusader lead. Ferguson with the basketball. And a whistle and a timeout's going to be called by UIC with 2:36 left to go. Our score is Valpo 62, UIC 53. Not a full timeout, so you see UIC, kind of the fact that they're a young team is kind of shown here in the second half.
Yep, and they've had 13 total turnovers so far, and I mean it's 13-12 in turnovers, but again, the 13 turnovers for UIC are from younger guys, and you know it's all learning for them right now.
Right. You had Adi step on the line right before the timeout. So,
yep.
So Valpo already out of the court with Smits, Hammack, Peters, Joseph, and Walker. And the Flames coming back out with Bowen, Ferguson, Adi, Odiasi, and Santos. 2:36 left to go in the ball game. Inbounding the ball will be Adi. Now to Bowen. Looks like Valpo's kind of extended the zone a little bit. There's Ferguson trying to get in the lane, spins. Now chest pass is stolen by Walker. Here we go. Layup is no good, but a foul is going to be called. Walker's going to go to the free throw line for Valparaiso. Foul is going to go against Adi.
And that's... Who's fifth? Is it Bowen? Was that on Adi or Bowen?
It was on Adi. So Walker looking for points 22 and 23.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Walker, 8 of 9 shooting.
Yeah.
2 of 2 from three.
Really has had a day for Valparaiso.
He really stepped into the role of Alec Peters.
Yeah.
Who's getting it going, who's finding a stroke late in the game.
Yeah, he made a couple of key baskets for Valparaiso. Free throw by Walker, hits the front of the rim, hits the backboard and in. And Walker with the second free throw. It's on the way, and it thought about coming out, but it went down as Travis Geis comes back into the game for Kyle Geis,
Yep, got to get some shooting in there. They are down 11. They need some buckets.
64-53 is the score, 2:21 left to go. Bowen across the timeline. Now he's between the circles. Left side pass to Ferguson. Ferguson. Now we'll pass it to Santos, right side to Bowen. One-handed pass to Ferguson. Now they get it inside to Odiasi. Odiasi over Smits. Basket is no good. They're going to say that Smits fouled Odiasi before the shot.
That could have been big. They could have used that.
Yeah, Odiasi to the line. 1-1 for Odiasi from Glenwood, Illinois. Went to Homewood Flossmoor. Odiasi, 6'9", 220-pound junior. Free throw. Swish. Michael Kolawale into the game for the Flames. Replaces Kyle Geis. Free throw by Odiasi, high off the rim, but K.J. Santos rips down the rebound. Gets it, they swing it around to Ferguson, three, no good. And a tip and in, oh, they're going to say the basket is no good. Another foul against Valparaiso and negating another basket.
How's that basket no good? It must have been off the ball.
Yeah. Well, the foul is going against Smits. That is his fourth.
Interesting. That was an interesting sequence right there.
Like maybe it was an over the back or something like that as Odiasi was going to the rim. Odiasi's free throw. Rims out. And Soroya back in the game for Smits.
Yeah, I don't get how that does not count.
Minute 50 left to go, 64-54, 10-point Valpo lead. Free throw by Odiasi, high off the rim, rebounded by Peters. Peters hands it to Joseph. He'll run the offense with a minute 40 left to go in the game. Max Joseph had it stolen by Bowen, and a foul is going to be called, and that's going to be Bowen's fourth.
Fifth.
That's right.
That's going to be it.
So Bowen fouls out with 13 points.
So unfortunate. He had such great energy today.
Yeah.
He was all over the place. Hands were just a tad too active there, unfortunately.
So that's going to send Max Joseph to the free throw line. The Flames with a minute to replace him. They'll replace him with number 23, Marcus Adi. Well, no, rather, Kyle Geis is going to come in and replace Kolawale. Marcus Adi into the game for Bowen. Joseph's free throw is in. 65-54, minute 59 left to go in the ball game. Max Joseph out of Quebec, Canada, Montreal to be exact. Hits the second. Gives Valpo a 12-point lead. Ferguson across the timeline. Round a Geis screen. Now overhead pass to Geis. Geis chest pass right side to Adi. He'll take it to the rim. And a foul is going to be called against Valparaiso.
No need to foul there.
And it's going to go against number 14, Jay Soroya.
Never like someone getting points when the clock stopped.
Yeah. So Marcus Adi, the free throw line. He is from Ontario, Canada, from Spire Academy in Ohio. His free throw, swish, makes it 66-56. Michael Kolawale back into the ballgame from Rowlett, Texas. He is a 6'5", 195-pound sophomore. Second free throw in. 66-56 is our score. Now here's a full court pressure by UIC. Peters breaks it into the front court, off to Hammock. Hammock with it, right side with the dribble. And he'll take it around to the left side, get it to Joseph. Joseph will take it on the drive from about 5 feet, hits. 68-56, coming up to a minute left to go in the game. Now here's UIC into the front court. They'll take a timeout. Exactly 1 minute left to go in the ball game. Valpo leading UIC 68-56. And it's not going to be a full timeout, so we'll keep it right here. And, you know, they were in the ball game, Steve. Just, you know, some mistakes down the stretch from a young team allowed Valparaiso to get it out to a 12-point lead.
Yep, I chalked this game up to youth. It's good experience for them, for UIC, though. They played Valpo very well, very tough. They've only held Alec Peters to 5-15 from the floor. He only has 16 points and 10 boards, so they've done an outstanding job by their measure. And Hammock only has 4 points. So, again, right. They've done their job, but just crucial mistakes time after time. And, like, their momentum mistakes, too. So whenever UIC has had a chance to get back in the game with a big bucket, they just turned it over. And it shows with 14 total turnovers this game.
Right. And UIC will return to action on January 6th against Detroit Mercy. That will be a 7 o'clock contest. Ferguson with the basketball between the circles. Now he'll go to the right side to Adi. Now in the corner to Geis. He'll kick it out. Ferguson for three. It's in. Timeout. UIC 68-59.
Timeout. UIC
Down by 9, 47 seconds. I mean, you got to create stops. You got to create turnovers now.
Right.
That's what this is all going to come out to.
Right. And with the youth of this is going to be a full timeout, but we'll still keep it right here. You know, when you think about it, UIC can't foul Valpo.
No.
Because you can't stop the clock to give them free points because both teams have 10 fouls, so any foul from here on out will be two shots.
Yep. And, I mean, I guess you're going to have to try and create a turnover. That's your best option. You're down by 9, and you can't trade 3-for-2 with them.
No.
Especially with this amount of time left in the game. So, again, you're going to have to really ramp up the pressure in the situation. Now, the shot clock is not off, but, again, if they let Valpo milk it down, that would put in about 18 seconds left, and there's no such of urgency for UIC to get the ball down the floor and get a three up. They're not a great three-point shooting team.
And Valpo will next be in action also on January 6th against Oakland. And I saw in the Horizon League standings, with this the opening of conference play, that Oakland is 10-3 as well. So that should be a good ball game at the Athletics and Recreation Center in Valparaiso, Indiana. Oakland did play a conference game. Oakland defeated Wright State 81-62. So Peters is going to be fouled. Now that's the guy you don't want to foul.
Yeah, 93%.
Foul number 2.
Doesn't get much more close to automatic than 93%.
Yeah. And now Jay Soroya is going to get back into the game for Valpo. Peters, as we mentioned, went over to the 2,000-point mark against Chicago State in Valpo's last game. Second all-time scoring for the Crusaders. Number one is the former head coach and now current Vanderbilt coach, Bryce Drew.
I believe he'll achieve that goal later on in the season.
Yeah, I think he's what, like maybe almost less than 100 points?
Yep.
From Washington, Illinois, the senior, and if you like watching the NCAA tournament, he's a guy to watch should Valpo get there, and no reason to think they shouldn't as Valpo connects on the – or as Peters connects on the first one. He now has 16 points. Odiasi back into the game for the Flames. Peters, the second one, is off the front of the rim, off the backboard and in. 70-59 is our score. 43 seconds left to go. Ferguson with the basketball around a Geist screen. Thought about a three, but
too much
defender
time.
Is out. Now to
what a
Kolawale. Yeah, kind of a circus shot is no good, and Peters comes away with a rebound. 28 seconds left to go, about 2 seconds. Shot clock to game clock. Peters on the dribble. It looks like he's just going to try to dribble the clock out as he's guarded by Geist. 15 seconds left. 13, 10, now 9, 8. I think he might have to get a shot out. They might have a.
He's just going to let it roll.
Yeah, he'll take the 30-second shot clock violation. 1 second left to go in the game, and Valparaiso is going to move to 11-3 after an 11-point win. That's assuming UIC doesn't come up with something to get the lead or to cut the lead. Well, they don't. The buzzer is off. That'll do it. Our final score, Valparaiso 70, UIC 59. Post-game show coming up. You're listening to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
Not many people can say that they love their career, but I certainly do. I like helping the next generation of broadcasters discover their passion. How do you discover yours? Learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play and shoot and edit video. Get hands-on training on air and behind the scenes. You'll have a chance to get internships at radio or TV stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your career in 1 year. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So why waste another minute in a career that you don't love? Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. Go to the website right now
beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, es divertido y conozcas muchas personas? El Illinois Media School tiene muchas cosas increíbles que ofrecer. No solo hacer segmentos de audio al aire y usar equipos de cámara, incluso puedes tener tu propio show de radio o televisión y ser exitoso. Este programa especial te da el camino rápido a entrenar en la industria y puedes tener tu propio show en solo semanas. Illinois Media School. Llama al 630-916-1700 o visita bionair.com/Lombard y empieza tu carrera en broadcasting ya.
SportstownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey.
Ooh, wow.
Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportstownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
SportsTownChicago.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportsTownChicago.com.
And we're back here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com where the UIC Flames drop a tough one. 70-59 to Valparaiso Crusaders here at the UIC Pavilion here in beautiful Sweet Home Chicago. As you hear the blues band snapping off to Sweet Home Chicago. UIC, tough loss. We're back here with Sean Garrett and myself, Ben Blaze Fonseca. Tough loss here. It looked good at the beginning, and then it just the wheels on the bus kind of fell off.
Yeah, the USC came out in the first half shooting 14 for 34 at 41.2%. In the second half, they shot 11 for 25 for 44%. Wrong team. USC shot 40% in the second half. They shot 10 for 25 in the first half for 40%. So they stayed even. But they looked like they were coming back in this game. And then sort of the wheel just fell off the bus.
One big thing that stands out to me in this game is, and something that I need to address is points in the paint. Normally they dominate, but they went down by 12 on that one, 34-26. And another thing that they also stands out is second chance points. They were dominated by second chance points.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You know, by at least 14 that they ended up, you know, giving up way too many offensive rebounds. And you can't win basketball games when you give up that many kind of offensive rebounds. 15-8 and second chance points 20-6. So 14 point lead right there, and that's what your ball game is, because right there, as you see, they ended up, you know, not controlling the glass, and that's where the game was won and lost, when they were trying to control the glass.
So yeah, so if you're the coach in the other locker, in both locker rooms, what are you saying to your guys?
We came out. Tough loss, hard fought loss. You want to win these. You want to get these wins, because what happens when you get these kind of home games? You want to win your home games, because the road is just much a lot tougher. So when you drop one here at home, and you come in with a lot of momentum and expectations to try to win this game, it becomes difficult. Now on the flip side of that, I mean, you got to control the glass. And that's what we said throughout the whole entire game. You got to control the glass because there's going to be more height to come. There's going to be more guys that are able to are going to be able to control the rebounds, control the post up, you know, move the ball, do all kinds of things that, you know, they need to be prepared for. And it's going to be tough, especially, you know, going moving on forward. Not enough touches for Ty Adoyasi. A couple guys fouled out. You had KJ Santos who fouled out. You also had Gowen Bowen that fouled out. So, I mean, just a lot of things that just kept on, you know, building to the snowball, a big snowball, and then it became an avalanche, and that's something that you can't get victories off of.
Yeah, and another thing, Valparaiso outscored them on the bench 13-12.
Yeah,
that's another thing that came into play. So
yeah, I mean, you got 13-12 bench points, but for the most part, you look inside, and that's where they've been winning ball games, is going to the post and being able to dominate on the inside. And now that they can't dominate on the inside, it's something that's difficult. So it's difficult to win when you can't control the glass, and that's basketball 101. And that's something that you got to control. You got to be able to control the glass and be able to, you know, win the rebound war. And once you win the rebound war, you can end up pushing the ball out and do a lot more things. It gives you a lot more options that you didn't have previously. So they're going to have to go back to the drawing board, and they're going to have to make sure that they come up with a better game plan. Or not a better game plan, because, you know, they had a great game plan. They did kind of contain Al Peters, but Trevin Walker went off on them, and that's something that they weren't expecting. And then, you know, the second shot opportunities, they're going to kill you. If you give a team multiple times at scoring, they're 9 out of 10 times they're going to win the ball game.
And no rest for the Warriors for the Flames. Their next game is Friday, January 6, 2017. Tip off at 7 p.m. versus Detroit Titans.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're going to come into the continued Horizon League play. So, I mean, you chalk this one up and you move on. And that's one of the things about being so young, is that you can move on from this and be resilient. And it's a learning experience, and they'll continue to learn, and they'll continue to build up, and they'll come out with a better outcome in the future. I mean, this team is just tipping the top of the iceberg, and you know, it takes time. You're not going to see it overnight, but eventually, by the end of the season, you should see a great quality ball club out here. And, you know, yep, it's not like they got blown out here, not at all. They were there close, and it's just, you know, maintaining the possessions and maintaining the rebounds, and you can't allow a team to get three or four shots at the basket.
I agree with you, definitely. And I think that this could be a learning experience for UIC in the long run. So, you know, I think this could they can grow and build. I mean, it's not over. They're 7-7 now. So,
yeah, so, I mean, they're 7-7, 500, 0-1 in Horizon League play. And they're going to build upon this, and they're freshmen. So they're young and they're resilient, and they're going to bounce back. And that's what you want to see. And that's what we want to see. We want to see how this team is going to respond to adversity, how they're going to respond to, you know, being down and out. And they're definitely going to see how they respond to, you know, being in a tough Horizon League. And, hey, they're freshmen. And
right,
that's not going to be the excuse for the whole year. But eventually, at the end of the day, they got to grow and they got to build up and they got to become a cohesive unit. And it's going to come. It's going to come. So, for Sean Garrett.
Nice working with you, man.
Yep, nice working with you. My name is Ben Fonseca, and Mr. Big Things in the building. So, we're here at the UIC Pavilion, UIC Flames basketball. And like Sean said before, UIC Flames' next game is January 6, 2017. So that means Happy New Year's, and everybody have a safe and Happy New Year's
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Crew here at ChicagoLandSports.com or ChicagoLandSportsRadio.com. And the UIC Flames drop one to the Valparaiso Crusaders 70-59. And we'll be back on the air here January 6, 2017 at 7 p.m. as UIC Flames take on the Detroit Titans. See you then. Good night. Have a great, safe, happy new year. I'm coming home again. Me and home again. Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Oh, now I'm coming home again. Maybe we could start again. But if you really cared for, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids, and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what niggas trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess that's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that? When I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, spark your lighters, wave them around. If you don't know I'm by now, I'm talking again. About Chi-Town. Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again. Me and home again. Maybe do you remember when? Fireworks at Lake Michigan. Maybe we could start again.